Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough, still gotta try.
Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. That's our anthem, small business owners. Do it no matter what the people say. Do it or die. Welcome back, 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno. He is the security advocate. He's one of the top cybersecurity experts in the galaxy. And he's here to give us he's already been giving us some great reports on this topic, on this world. Scott, there was some testimony before a House Armed Services Subcommittee recently on cyber innovation, technology, and information systems. And it's about information warfare on American society. Now, as you know, for a long time, I went back and discovered that I'd been talking about this for a dozen years. I've been saying that America is in the middle of World War III, and I started out saying that because of some of the cyber attacks that we were under. But more recently, in the last few years, I've been reminding people that this isn't a Cold War we're in. World War III, this is being fought with different weapons, but weapons nonetheless. What do you think?
I think you're onto something. Part of what makes this so tricky, in particular when we're talking about information warfare, is it's happening both right in front of us and right under our sort of perception.
Yeah.
Certainly you talk to people about this sometimes, and they do think you're like, okay, hey, I think you forgot your tinfoil hat there.
Right.
Because
right.
Not everyone will find that believable when you tell them, well, no, I know you think that story sounds really bad, but if you actually source it backwards, you see here it's coming from this particular newspaper, which is actually funded by the Kremlin.
Right.
That kind of
right.
thing. I mean,
right.
And it's not just coming from one source. A lot of it is overseas-based, and that's a big danger because what they'll do is they'll try and get people effectively fighting with the neighbors. Like, mm-hmm. If you wake up in the morning and you're thinking, the biggest enemy in the world, the big enemy of America is the other parents at the soccer game, that's a problem. And that's what they're trying to encourage deliberately. They want us fighting with each other. Because,
well,
of course,
and,
you know.
Another part of that is, let's take Russia, for example. Some people might say that Russia would rather have Trump win, or some people might say that Russia would rather have Biden win. It's likely that Russia doesn't care. All they care about is that
exactly.
The Democrats and the Republicans hate each other. That's what they care more about.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, if you get a flat tire and someone comes along to help, does it really matter what political party they're in? They're
right.
helpful. They're your friend.
Right.
They're here to do something good for
your
you.
Neighbor, right?
And that's the thing. America obviously gets a lot more done if we're all pulling in the same direction, which is exactly why they're trying to keep us constantly fighting with each other.
And as long as I think you're the enemy, Scott, I won't be able to spend time thinking that Russia's the enemy or China's the enemy.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's this constant rage machine where you're always finding something new to get people angry over. And it sounds like a weird thing to look at as a cyber attack, but in a fashion, it actually is.
Well, there's no question because they're populating this kind of they're fomenting this kind of tension and energy on our own platforms on social media, aren't they? I mean, they're out there wreaking havoc as on our and it's showing up in our platforms
all the time, and they're constantly egging on people, so they're always trying to get us fighting. And what's worse is, when law enforcement is looking at targeting some of this or analyzing some of it, usually they're looking at foreign systems. So, you know, Russians in particular, they're clever. What they started doing is they'll lease out space on American-based servers, which can't be analyzed so easily, and set attacks going from there. The recent, more technical SolarWinds attack all came
right.
from American-based servers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's not so easy for our intelligence apparatus to go after that because there are delineations in what they can look at, foreign or domestic.
Well, now, what, and what we're talking about, what, I want to make sure before we run out of time, what we're talking about here is we're sort of repeating. I mean, you and I've been talking about this for a long time, but Dr. Herb Lin testified before this subcommittee about these things, didn't he?
He did. I could have written his testimony. I was actually kind of happy to see it because then maybe I wasn't wearing my tinfoil hat.
Right.
You know, the whole point here is they want us constantly on the extremes, constantly angry with each other, and constantly thinking that our neighbors are our enemies. As long as they can do that, it hobbles America. It keeps us fighting internally. So,
and Scott, this is why I've been encouraging people to just get off of social media. Just take a break. Just leave it alone for a while. So find and discover that your life will be okay without it. What do you think?
Absolutely. Another thing to look at is if you see someone on your, not so much the other side, we're all taught they're the enemy, but look at the people on your own quote-unquote side. Look at the angriest voices and step back for a second and listen to what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people you who are trying to get you angry, if you stop and listen and look at what they're saying, sometimes you go, yeah, I guess that is a little bit much, isn't it?
Well, also, what if you feel like arguing with somebody that you may act like you may think you know them, but think about it. You probably don't really know who that person is. And it probably a Russian a Russian or somebody from China.
Well, yeah, the online bots are one of the tricks. That's how they get everybody whipped up and angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks, this was testimony. We're reporting on testimony about these things by Dr. Herb Lin, and that happened recently.
April 30th, last Friday.
Yeah, last week at the Armed Services Subcommittee. Great report from our good friend Scott Arno. We got more to come after the break. We're going to talk about ransomware. It's still out there, folks. It's still a major tool of the bad guys, the cyber bad guys. Right after the break with our good friend Scott Arno, thesecurityadvocate.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.